Whiskey Tango Foxtrot by Telesilla, read by Helen 78. Shepard has this habit of shoving Rodney into little-used corridors or supply closets and molesting him. It always starts with Rodney being sure he's too worried about someone seeing them to actually get interested, and it always ends with him leaning against the wall panting and so hard he can't really walk. But this is too much. He's walking down the hall on his way to the lab, totally and utterly minding his own business, when Shepard grabs his arm and yanks him into a transporter. "We can't," Rodney begins. Shepard puts a hand over his mouth and hits the screen, and a moment later he's hauling Rodney into a dimly lit hallway. "Where are we?" Rodney says. Shepard doesn't bother answering. He just shoves up against Rodney and kisses him hard, and Rodney feels like he's been conditioned or fucking trained or something, because his mouth goes open and he moans. "You always worry about being caught," Shepard says, after pulling away for a moment. "We're out on the West Pier." "But won't..." Shepard kisses him again, shoving his leg between Rodney's legs. The bulk of his gun in its thigh holster rubs against Rodney's thigh, and might even leave bruises, but Rodney doesn't care much as Shepard's lean thigh presses up hard against Rodney's cock. And yes, there's another conditioned response. Rodney's so fucking hard it almost hurts. He moans and grinds up against Shepard, feeling Shepard's cock pressing against his leg. Then Shepard's hands are pushing his jacket away, and Rodney braces himself, knowing what's coming next. And sure enough, Shepard's thumbs are rubbing roughly against Rodney's nipples, and it hurts just a little, and Rodney's keening into Shepard's mouth as he grinds against Shepard's leg like a whore. "Oh yeah," Shepard says, moving his mouth down to Rodney's neck. He's careful not to bite, although his late afternoon stubble burns against Rodney's skin. "You fucking love this, don't you?" "God," Rodney gasps. "Oh, fuck, I can't..." And this is where Shepard usually pulls away and leaves. But today he's not. He catches a bit of Rodney's shirt and the skin under it in his teeth and worries at it while pinching Rodney's nipples. "Major," Rodney moans. "Please. This is..." Shepard presses up harder with his leg, and that's all it takes. Rodney yelps and comes hard, lights flashing behind his closed eyes. "Oh yeah," Shepard says again. He leans back and smirks that cocky smirk at Rodney. "That's a good look on you, McKay." Before Rodney can say anything or pull himself together, Shepard's gone, leaving Rodney to wonder yet again what the hell is going on between them, and to hope he can make it back to his room without anyone seeing him.
This has been a reading of Whiskey Tango Foxtrot by Telesilla, read by Helen 78. For more of the author's work, visit archiveofourown.org/users/Telesilla.